G'day, Rob Hurst. Josie, of course, is one of the main reason we're here, and you knew her well. How would you describe her?
Josie was one of those people that was quiet, but had an incredible strength. You could always tell, and the fact that her kids and the grandkids are also such incredible people, always ready to help, selfless, humble people, really is the best indication of what Josie was like. She, I never saw her make a fuss about anything. Never heard her raise her voice, but she clearly had an authority within the family and the community, which was beyond words.
Paul Kelly, here backstage, it's probably a gig that you weren't expecting necessarily to be playing.
No, but I hope it becomes a regular once a year thing, which I think Alan has planned as a fundraising event once a year. So that's a good thing. That's a positive thing about the gig tonight.
How would you describe Josie?
Quiet until you got to know her. Strong, funny, wise. And I'm from a big family and clan too, so there's a lot of similarities between the way they work. You know, I've been with Alan at different times. There's the way he organises things, the way the family sort of mobilises. These are all the sort of things that go on in my family too. So I'm sort of, that's why it feels like been just coming up here. They feel like the family up here.
Shane Howard, what was your reaction when you found out about Josie?
Well, it was so sudden that it was a bit of a shock, and I was on my way to West Australia at the time to play the Nanup Festival. So I actually met up with Al within a day or two of that happening. So it was very hard seeing the raw emotion of the family and Alan. And it really hit me today, because we were working, I didn't have the opportunity to come to the funeral, and so it hit me a day when we walked into the house and I realised you feel the absence, Rob, and so it is beautiful to be here and to honour her life, you know. And Josie was she was an amazing soul, great woman, and she'll be greatly missed, but she's left an incredible legacy with her family, a very, very capable family they are. And beautiful to be here, Mother's Day. One to honour all the mothers, because without the mothers, we're not much chop. And to hold the memory, Josie's memory, close to our hearts, you know. And we won't forget those things. We hold on to that, you know.
I heard the walls a secret call. David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Now it goes like this.
Jimmy Barnes, here we are backstage in Broome. Probably an event though you weren't expecting to necessarily be at.
Well, it's an event I'm really happy to be doing, but I'd rather not be, because obviously, you know, Josie's a dear friend. But, it's a great way to celebrate your life and celebrate, you know, with a family, an incredible family, the Pegrams, you know. So
I had a chat with Alan during the week, and he was telling me a story of a couple of years back when you were here, and you went around to a family who had a young kid who was crook, and he said that's what Josie was about. She would forget about herself, forget about her family, and think, oh, I know this person who needs someone who could boost me.
Yeah.
It was a great story about her. It's kind of what she was like, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, she's an amazing woman. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm so shocked that, you know, she's not here, because she's one of the strongest, you know, mentally as well as physically, people I knew, you know, really centered, really grounded, really focused, and, you know, and selfless. And that reflected in her family, you know. When I was up here, my wife's, a city girl from Bangkok, you know, and, you know, likes, you know, luxury and all that sort of stuff, and came here, and Josie just made her feel like part of the family. She, you know, they're like sisters, you know. And, she's an amazing woman. You know, she was, going to be sadly, sadly missed by everybody here and in our family too.
Yeah.
Alan Pickering, it's happening, mate. The day's on.
It's on, mate. Game on. Feeling good. Just catching up with everyone, mate. It's just like mixed emotions, mixed feelings. Like, you know, everyone's happy, but there's something missing. It's like, well, it's, I don't know, just building this energy to want to get up and play and mix it all together and just, you know, just go for it musically, no?
Music's one of those special things, isn't it? And I guess it's a privilege to be a part of to have music in your life, I suppose, because it has got a special quality that allows you to celebrate days like this in a way.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not just words. Music has feeling and a lot of power, I guess, to either combine, bring together, make you feel sad, sorry, you know, happy, whatever. And you can go through a lot of emotions through one song. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll let you go. When I chatted to you during the week, we were talking about today and saying that Josie would be smiling. You reckon she's smiling?
She's smiling right now, mate. Yeah.
Cheers. Thanks, Al.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.